Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking together on our walk with Christ. Today is October the 21st, 2022. Well, I didn't produce a devotion yesterday. I was on the road all day going to the doctor, and good news at the doctor's appointment. But anyway, here we go. You know, one of the things that I've struggled with the most in life has been attempting to find out my purpose in life. I always wondered if I was doing the will of God. I was curious if I'm fulfilling my purpose. And sometimes caused me to struggle because I was afraid I wasn't walking in the will of God. A point of enlightenment came when I was made to realize that the first and most important purpose of my life was living for the glory of God. You see, I'd heard so much about being out of the will of God in my early Christian life. I often worried, hey, am I in the will of God or not? Teaching that I heard stressed making sure you were in the will of God. And the danger was presented that if you're out of the will of God, then chastening is going to come. So the fear of chastening, which would be God bringing tragedy into my life, was always present. And so I always struggled with, am I in the will of God? I want to make sure I'm in the will of God. I'm afraid I'm going to be punished, you know, chastened by God. And so I struggled when it came to, did I make the right career choice and hobbies that I enjoyed? Am I giving too much time to my hobbies? And how much time should be dedicated to things outside of the church? It was always a question lingering on my mind. As a matter of fact, even now, you know, for health reasons, I'm supposed to lose weight and exercise and all of that. And sometimes I even wonder, am I giving too much time to that? So anyway, that's always been there. Then, and I don't know exactly when I heard it or how I heard it or whatever, but it was really a miraculous thought that was given to me. The first and primary duty of man. And learning that truth, it just gave me so much peace and comfort. And it was the chief and primary duty of man is to bring glory to God. I can bring glory to God in anything that I do. And that's what I found out. Of course, first we understand that Him be glory in the church, and we need to bring Him glory in the church. That's His design. But also, that's not the only way that we can bring glory to God. We can bring glory to God by utilizing the talents which He has given us. The artist can bring glory to God through artistry. The athlete can bring glory to God by running fast and hitting home runs and whatever else. A father can bring glory to God by raising his children to love God and His Word. I mean, we could go on and talk about all the ways that we could live our lives to bring glory to God. In the past, it was only like, there's only one way to bring glory to God, and that's in His church, and anything else, you're out of the will of God. But now I've come to see that there are so many ways that we can bring glory to God. Actually, we might be sinning more against God by not attributing glory to Him for our talents than we are for missing a Wednesday night church service. So Paul told the Thessalonians in 2 Thessalonians chapter number 1, he told them, this, let me get there quickly. 2 Thessalonians chapter number 1, verses 10 through 12. Listen to what it says. When He shall come to be glorified in His saints and to be admired in all of them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. Wherefore also we pray always for you that our God would count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of His goodness and the working of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and ye in Him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. So you see, Paul was talking to the Thessalonians about bringing glory to God. And so he talked to them about that importance. But we also understand from this passage that one aspect of living is so that God will be glorified in us, but then also that we will be glorified in Him. Is this speaking of your eternal glorification? Well, yes, of course. However, I think it is also speaking of our own glory. Eric Liddell said, God made me fast, and when I run, I feel His pleasure. God was glorified when Eric Liddell ran. John Piper also said, God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in Him. So we are satisfied in God. We feel that peace and comfort that we're with God and He is with us. And then God is glorified. There's a mutual glorification happening. So today, don't be so worried if you're in the will of God when it comes to your career, hobbies, etc. Just use the place that God has placed you in life. Use your place for His glory. Live so that others might see the glory of God in you. And when you do, God will be glorified and you will feel His glory also. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we close out this week, I just pray that You'll help Your people to glorify You, but also to feel Your glory and to be glorified in You. We thank You, God, for the hope of glory, both for Your glory and the glory that You will give us. But most importantly, we hope for that eternal glory, which we have in Christ Jesus. Bless Your people this weekend, I pray. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Well, hope you've had a good week. Until Monday, Brother Mark signing off.